President Bush today announces a plan to make smallpox vaccine available to Americans. The first people to get inoculations will be the military and health workers, those who would be frontline defenders against a bioterrorism attack. The Bush administration has taken more than a year to make this decision. NPR's Joanne Silberner says the first problem it had to overcome was a big one: not enough vaccine.
Concern about having enough smallpox vaccine crystallized 4 months before the September 11th attacks. Top government officials played a war game, a simulated outbreak of smallpox spread by bioterrorists. Margaret Hamburg was one of the government planners. After it was over, she described the horror that hit the participants when they realized that hundreds of thousands could die if smallpox ever really appeared.
The moment came when we realized that we had only a limited supply of vaccine to scientifically and effectively manage an unfolding and very frightening epidemic.
Smallpox causes a high fever and covers its victims with pustules that ooze infectious virus. 30% of those who get it die. Even though the vaccine poses some risks because it's a whole live cowpox virus, it's also highly effective. It can even protect people several days after they've breathed in or touched the smallpox virus. After the war game, September 11th ratcheted up the concern about the vaccine shortage. About a month after the attack, former Food and Drug Administration official Peter Patriarca described the terrible dilemma that would happen if an attack came with too little vaccine to go around.
If someone knocked at your door and said, "Hello, there's been this exposure, and it's almost guaranteed that 5 or 6 out of the 10 people in your family are going to be exposed," and you're asked to make the choice, in essence, whose life is more valuable than someone else's life? Is it you? Is it your youngest child? Is it your parent?
The initial plan to get around that problem came from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. It was something called ring vaccination. When a vaccine is risky or there's not enough for everyone, only those in proximity to people who are already ill get vaccinated. But Secretary of Health and Human Services Tommy Thompson had a bigger goal: production of enough vaccine for everyone. He held a press conference 2 months after the attacks to detail his plans.
HHS is awarding a $428 million contract to Acambus Incorporated to produce 155 million doses of the smallpox vaccine at the end of next year.
4 months later, pharmaceutical manufacturer Aventis Pasteur found 75 to 85 million doses in the deep freeze. The government already had some vaccine in storage, and soon there was good news about that supply. Anthony Fauci, head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, announced samples of the vaccine already on hand had been successfully diluted.
Which means that instead of having 15 million doses, we have at least 75 million doses.
And altogether, 155 million people could be protected. But there are side effects with a live virus vaccine: flu-like illnesses, serious problems for people with impaired immune systems, and an occasional death. So officials debated the value of giving everyone the vaccine even before there's an outbreak of the disease. Then in June of this year, over 10 months after the attacks, an advisory committee to the CDC, headed by Dartmouth's John Maudlin, backed vaccination of only two groups of civilians.
One group would be those pre-designated to be amongst the first to come in contact with a case of smallpox should there be a smallpox bioterrorist event.
Emergency medical personnel, police. The second group would be hospital workers, a total of 10,000 people. But in October, a second federal panel went much further, recommending vaccination for hundreds of thousands of healthcare workers. That's what President Bush is making final today. State health officials already have identified over 3,000 healthcare facilities that will give the vaccine to those who choose to receive it. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.